How to work with timelines. This is Aratima. Let's say we're in our core, we're balanced and centered, and we are actively engaging in the world, and we are standing before a situation, a problem, and we're not quite sure how to go about it. We might know what we want to do, or we might not completely know. We just have a hazy idea, something like that. So the idea is that we work with time that is simultaneous. Time is simultaneous. Right now, in this moment, there is the past, there is the present and the future, and all happening at the same time. It's just that mind and the senses are extrapolating it and expanding it into a linear experience. So what is a timeline? It is really a line of energy, of possibility, and that is based on you having free will, and you have a choice between several outcomes that is in alignment with your potential blueprint. So let's say you have a project you want to do, and or a business you want to start, and you miss a few pieces. It's like not everything is clear how to go about it. So what we want to do is to go into the future and see and look at ourselves, how we actually made it happen. So we go into the future and talk to ourselves. And this is a real thing because these energies really exist. So you would be in your core, you know, sitting somewhat straight and close your eyes, and you go into your meditative state of just being present, very clear. And then you might ask, please show me higher self. Open three timelines into the future, into my future selves, where I have accomplished this task. And then you just wait. And what you will see is, or you even assist with your imagination, three lines of energy coming from you. And what you will do is look at the one that is the brightest. The one that's the brightest has the most light. It has the highest vibration. So if you see that one, you are going to connect with it. That's just by intending it. And then as you connect with it, you're going to travel along. You kind of glide and energetically move towards that line. Continue to be on that line until you meet that point where it's you, where you are your future self. And you're going to have a conversation with yourself. You're going to feel also into the energy of yourself, because energy is information. So the feeling part is important. As you feel and merge with your future self, you are absorbing the energy, the information, and you are first of all calibrating, attuning yourself. So that makes it easy because you are right now pulling the future into the present where you are right now. And at the same time, you are also, you're very still and allow ideas to come into your mind about what the energy is actually saying, if what is it translating to. If that is a little bit more difficult, you might even talk to your future self and just say, how did you get here? What did you do? What is it that I must do? What blocks me right now that doesn't help me to where I could be? And then you just receive an answer or an idea. And then you just allow yourself to come back to yourself. You may travel back. And the energy has calibrated with you, so you're not coming back exactly the same. You are already basically manifesting this future situation. This could involve a project like writing a book. It could be even not knowing exactly where you should live. For example, you might open up three timelines and you look at which is the brightest timelines for living, locations. It could be in regards to a relationship. Let's say there is a man there or a woman and you would like to be in relationship with this person, or you don't even know this person and you open up three timelines, three future selves of you. And you look at the brightest and you just travel along and kind of look at what is going on in regards to the situation. So this is a skill that might come in handy as we are all collectively experiencing ourselves in the Divine Mother field. We are creating a new world where we, out of the stillness, out of the Shiva stillness, out of the pure potential, we're moving out and literally using our free will to create the best solutions and the best versions of yourself. If that is something that is not imminent for you, or you're not driven to do that because you're still in a massive dissolution, then you let that happen. If things are just emerging out of this moment, then you also let that happen. Most of what's happening today is coming out of this moment, out of this present moment. At the same time, we might find that as we are working with the physical matter, as we are holding beingness in the physical form, and the physical matter is changing and changing, and transitions of structures are happening, that we are asked to make choices where we are co-creating actively. And so this might be a useful tool for you. So have fun with that. It's very, very simple. And know that you can also collapse timelines where you basically look at what's here right now with the attitude that you're having at this present moment, and ask, what will this particular attitude result in if I continue to remain like this? You might will see and ask for three lines, not too many, it gets too complicated, and you will get the three most important solutions or manifestations, and you can see how dull they are. And you can also either travel along and just check what kind of attitude really needs to change, or shine it up. You might ask for these timelines to collapse, that they're not useful anymore, that you are choosing something different. Okay, so enjoy and allow yourself to be a happy co-creator. Thank you.